Deal or No Deal when it was first launched in the UK on television. The original presenter was... That's right. Now, you need to text the word play followed by your answer and send it to 83936. So it only works on the text, and you've got to start that text with the word play. If you want to play, 20 seconds, 20K. If you want to play the game, text the word play, and I'm saying in that annoying way so you get it right. You text the word play followed by your answer, the name of the original presenter of Deal or No Deal when it first launched on TV in the UK. So play followed by your answer, 83936. That text is going to cost you £2 plus your standard network rate. You need to be available to answer your phone when the lines close at 7:45 tomorrow morning. You need to be 18 or over and live in Great Britain to play. All the rules, including online entry, at radiox.co.uk. So, text the word play, followed by the answer. Send it to 83936, and you could be playing the game tomorrow and winning some money. Don't know why I pressed that button. There was no need to.
The Chris Moyle Show. 20 seconds to 20K. Radio X.
Now, if you get on the air tomorrow, you could be walking away with actual money. Or you might just be saying...
I got a mug. Yes.
The Chris Moyle Show. Radio X. The Chris Moyle Show.
With Škoda. The big electric test drive event now on.
Radio X.
Zap! Pow! Gotcha!
Yo, kids, always battling some supervillain or other. Whoa. Take Tommy here. He's up against his arch nemesis.
Not so fast, myopia!
That's short-sightedness to you and me. But with Specsavers Myopia Management, we're working to slow down its mischief. And as we're Specsavers, the price is also pretty super. Too bad clear vision doesn't prevent him body slamming the telly. Lenses subject to suitability and not covered by the NHS.
Crazy reductions on all electricals. When it's gone, it's gone.
Massive price cuts on high street fashion labels. One day only.
Sale bargains on beauty products. Tablets, phones, laptops, TVs, everything must go!
Let Simba mattresses relieve the pressure. Our AeroCoil springs are designed to give the most comfortable night's sleep. Take the pressure off your wallet too, with up to 20% off selected hybrid mattresses. Simba, engineered for sleep. For terms and conditions, see simbasleep.com.
This year, stay one step ahead of the energy price cap with E.ON Next. Our next pledge tariff guarantees to keep your energy prices below the cap. So if the cap goes up or down, you're still winning. Beat the price cap and save with E.ON Next. Switching is a breeze. Visit eonnext.com today. Next pledge is a 12-month fixed-term tariff, rates adjusted quarterly to stay below Ofgem's price cap. Your bill depends on usage. T's and C's apply.
We got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
This month at Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got a mega deal on 450 by 450mm Stamford Riven slabs for a mega £2.35 each ex-VAT. Get down to Selco to grab a mega deal while stocks last. Check for details and more great offers online at selcobw.com.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
VAT charged at 20%.
What has two toppings and serves two hungry people? Shall I just tell you? It's Domino's Collection Perfection. That's just $7.99 for any two-topping medium pizza when you collect. Bargain. So go on, strut down to your local Domino's store now.
Domino!
T's and C's apply. See dominoes.co.uk.
And the winner of What Car's Best Plug-in Hybrid of the Year is the MG HS Plug-in Hybrid. With up to 75 miles of electric range and starting from just £31,995, it's an award-winning blend of style, efficiency and innovation. Plus, take a test drive and get £1,000 off when you purchase. The MG HS Plug-in Hybrid, leading the way in award-winning innovation. Book your test drive today at mg.co.uk. WLTP mileage may vary. T's and C's apply.
Check the latest travel info
at radiox.co.uk.
I'm making a robot head with an Amazon box.
I've painted it silver, and Daddy helped me make it.
At Amazon, we're actually using paper bags for more of our deliveries.
And now I'm making a paper hot air balloon, and I even made a little brown basket, and I'm making a dog that looks just like Monty.
Just one of the ways we've reduced the weight of our packaging by more than 40% since 2015, which is still good for playtime.
Mom, where's the scissors?
To learn more, visit aboutamazon.co.uk/sustainability.
The Chris Moyle Show.
With Skoda. Jump into their electric range.
The Chris Moyle Show.
Waterfall Monday morning across the UK. This is Radio X. Hi, I'm Chris Moyles. Yeah. Bow, now, 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 now. My Matt's text in saying, no signal for Radio X today. Everything okay? Yeah. Everything's fine.
Oh.
But if there's no signal, you won't be able to hear me say that. So I don't know why you just text in.
Oh, yeah.
Because I'm not going to reply. I've done the text because I don't know how. Anyway, the highlight for me on 20 Seconds 20K there was our caller, Henry. Henry! One dog's looking one way, the other dog's looking the other way. And I wasn't looking at the clock, to be fair. I was listening to him, waiting for him to say the answer to number two. And I said, come on, you've got this. And then he said, no, I don't.
I haven't got it.
As I looked at the clock and it was almost zero.
Yeah.
And he was right.
Oh.
Come on, you've got it.
No, I've not. Oh.
Yeah, turns out he was right. Yeah. No. He didn't have it at all. Right, you missed this last week, Dom. Brand new song from a band.
Oh.
They've got an album coming out.
Have they?
It's the first album in almost 25 years.
25 years?
Their new song. We've made it the Radio X Record of the Week.
Right.
It's called Spike Island. And the new song comes from the band called Pulp.
Oh.
Something stopped me, dead in my tracks. I was headed for disaster and then I turned back. I was wrestling with the coat hanger. Can you guess who won? The universe shrugged. Shrugged and moved on. It's a guess. No idea. It's a feeling. Not a voice in my head. Just a feeling. And by the way, ashamed I was selling the rights. I took a breather and decided not to ruin my life. I was conforming to a cosmic design. I was playing to time until I walked back to the garden of earthly delights. I was born to perform. It's a calling. I exist to do this. Shouting and pouring. And by the way, it's my kind of life. By the way, it's time I'll get it right. Oh. No one will ever understand it, and no one will ever have the last word, because it's not something you could ever say. It's a guess, no idea. It's a feeling, not a voice in my head. Just a feeling. And by the way, it's my kind of life. By the way,
says, I knew this was a grower. I blooming love this now. Quality Pulp. You're right. It's called Spike Island. It's the new one. Apparently, he was very entertaining on Jonathan Ross on Saturday night. On the Jonathan's TV show. It wasn't on Jonathan Ross, as far as I'm aware. Spike Island is the new song from Pulp. There it is. We've made it our record of the week this week because it's brilliant.
Isn't it?
Thanks, Pulp.
Pippa's Weekend Roundup quiz type thingy on Radio X.
Bam, bam, bam.
Hello there.
Hello there.
Hello there.
Hello there.
Hello there.
Hello there.
Normal service is resumed. Dominic Burns back. Happy days.
I don't feel as though I've seen anything this weekend.
I don't.
I've been out of the game, I think.
Have you seen
anything? I don't remember seeing anything this weekend, do you? Again, I don't feel as I've seen anything this weekend.
You might be surprised.
Okay. I don't feel as I've seen anything this weekend, do you? I don't feel as I've seen anything this weekend.
I haven't seen anything this weekend.
I'm touching wood.
I don't feel as I've seen anything this weekend, actually.
I've got a few bits and bobs that have gone viral over the weekend, shall we say, that you may or may not know about.
Yes,
there's an audio clip relating to each
viral.
And Dom versus you, Chris, the first one of you to match up. Clue to the story gets some points.
Brilliant.
Yes. All right.
And what do points make?
Yeah. Prizes.
Okay, are you ready?
Yeah.
Yes.
Play clip number one.
Game of Thrones. No, it's Gladiator. Is it Gladiator?
No,
it's Emmerdale Farm.
Is it what's it called?
Pirates
of the Caribbean.
Wow.
Incredible.
It's to do with a pirate.
Yes. Now.
It's to do with a pirate.
It is to do with pirates.
No. With an eye patch. And a bottle of rum.
Sounds vaguely familiar.
It's to do with several people dressed up as pirates.
That's right, and they went
to
an event.
At the pirate convention?
No, they went to a sporting event. They went to the golf.
They went to the Caribbean.
Formula One.
There might be
rugby.
There might be a little spoiler here if you're watching this particular TV show.
Oh.
Big Brother.
Yes.
Ah.
Pirates went to the eviction on Friday.
Chesney Hawks dressed up as a pirate.
So...
I don't know.
You stay out of it.
Yeah,
I'm just kind of gauging if you know what it is, I think.
I don't know.
So, there's a little spoiler here.
Yeah, I don't know, went out on Friday. Is this going to... Are you about to tell me?
So, you've already learnt it because I'm on the text, but if anyone else is watching it, a little spoiler alert, someone got kicked out.
Right.
And it was because they all dressed up as pirates and there was a little confrontation between two of them.
Oh.
So if you're happy for me to say, this is Weekend Roundup and it is the news.
Yes, exactly.
Mickey Rourke got kicked out.
There's been
a variety of reasons that's been building up, but his confrontation with Chris Hughes when they're supposed to be pirates is the final straw.
Oh, no.
Chris Hughes was just getting into character and Mickey took it personally and started on him.
Oh, really? Did
stick up.
Ahoy!
You looking at me?
Ahoy, you're not the captain of this ship. Ahoy! Back up, soldier.
Don't eyeball me.
Mickey's a joke.
Whoa.
This is Big Brother.
What did you say?
Leave him in! What are you doing?
All of the bleeps.
This great tally.
All the bleeps.
I think he was one swear word away from the full house.
What's a thing?
Bingo!
And all they were doing is getting into pirate character and he took
I missed what set him off.
I think it was like, so they were all lined up and Chris was trying to get into his character where they're all kind of being
pirates. Yeah.
And he kind of like was just looking seriously at him.
Yeah.
And he was like, don't eyeball me.
Oh, so that's he didn't even say anything?
No.
I'll play it from the top again.
Don't look at me, essentially, what he's saying.
Yeah. Mickey.
Stick up.
Ahoy!
You looking at me?
Ahoy, you're not the captain of the ship.
So, he didn't even say anything.
No,
there must have been something to set him off.
No.
Oh, he went for it.
Oh, dear me.
Don't Jeffin eyeball me, you Jeff.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, and then Chris nibbles back.
Yeah.
That's it, Mickey's off.
Oh, don't nibble Mickey.
Absolutely don't nibble Mickey.
Oh my God. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, good Lord.
He's been kicked out. Big Brother asked him to the diary room and he's gone.
Oh dear.
I think a lot of people want him back in again for the same reasons that.
Of course. Well,
yeah.
Yeah, it's great value.
Because
we're all been fancy.
I wouldn't say this at all, but obviously some people would say get him back in because it's a car crash.
Yeah.
Chris, you got that for saying Big Brother. You got the extra.
Well done.
Phew.
Number two.
Clue number two. Batman.
Batman. I was about to say Tom and Jerry.
It's not Tom and Jerry. It's Batman and
Batman
Robin.
Batman and Robin.
It's the Batcave. It's the Batmobile.
There's a new Batman coming up.
And no, it's a memorabilia. Batman member. Adam West.
Something about Robin.
The man who played Robin, his name no one knows.
Robin.
Robin Gett.
Robin.
Robin.
Is it to do
Redbreast?
With someone called Robin?
It's to do with two people dressed as Batman and Robin.
So it's not Del Boy back in the day, is it? In that
no.
Christmas special, that was brilliant.
Some people dressed as Batman and Robin and went to a sporting event. They were at Big Brother.
They went to Coachella. They robbed a bank. They did crime stuff.
Someone went in disguise as Batman and Robin.
Yes.
Somewhere local to us, and it made a lot of headlines.
Yes, it was. It was Ed Sheeran and Patti LaBelle.
Yeah. No one saw it coming.
No, it was, of course.
It was,
but
of
it happened in London.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank
and
you.
And two famous people
yes.
dressed up as Batman and Robin and went somewhere near here.
Yeah.
Do we win?
I mean, you're kind of...
We're just repeating what you
said. Scrape a few points between you. I'll tell you what it is.
Yeah.
The Met Police.
Yes.
Yeah.
Dressed up as Batman and Robin.
As Batman and Robin.
Did they?
With the purpose of catching people out, scammers, on Westminster Bridge.
Oh, yes.
Trying to scam people out of money. So they went dressed...
as Batman and Robin.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
They were undercover officers disguised as Batman and Robin, and they tackle members of a gang running the Three Cups Challenge, also known as the Shell Game, on Westminster Bridge.
Yeah.
But because they've got spotters all the way down,
yeah,
they go, I'll pack up.
Yeah, the police are coming.
Why did they have to dress up as Batman
and
Robin?
Because they wanted to.
They had to think outside the box to deliver vengeance because their faces had become too well known to the criminals. So they knew they were coming, so they had to go in disguise, and it worked.
It's hilarious.
The world's gone mad.
The world has gone mad. You've been arrested by Batman.
I like that Robin's wearing a bucket hat.
Yeah, I love Robin, though.
In the video, Batman runs like Adam West used to run as Batman. Here it comes, kind of like...
Yeah.
Blum, 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 blum.
Out the way.
Get him.
Kapow.
Didn't fully commit to the outfit. Yeah, you're right. The bucket hat, he's not even wearing a mask.
Holy fancy dress, Batman.
No expense spared.
Holy Jeff my life, Batman.
Yeah.
Hey, you got to get creative.
Well, absolutely.
So you pegged on that last round.
Yeah,
okay.
We didn't get out there.
See,
didn't
we've
get
got
nice
time
there,
for another. Let's go for another one.
Is this number three or four?
Number three.
Is it number three?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, all right.
Do you not want to play number three?
No, number three. Yeah. Oh, it's Queen, Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yeah.
Freddie Mercury.
Roger Taylor, John Deacon, Brian May.
Yeah.
But it's to do with...
It's to do with Rami Malek.
It's not. They're doing
you.
Bohemian Rhapsody 2.
Yes.
What did Roger and Brian do next?
This time it's serious, they're calling it. There's a new musical coming out.
No.
Best of British.
Freddie Mercury. It's related to Freddie.
It's related to...
Queen.
I know somebody once went to a Freddie Mercury party, but that's all I can tell you on the air.
Oh.
Is
you
it just related to Freddie Mercury? Or
related to Queen, generally.
Loosely, yeah.
The
Queen.
The royal family.
No, sorry. It is related to the band.
The band.
Sorry.
The band.
Yes, they've found new music. No, specifically Freddie, of course.
Or
Roger Taylor.
Or
Brian Adam
May.
Lambert.
Brian May. Thank
Brian
you,
May.
Chris.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
It's Brian May, isn't it?
Is it to do with badgers?
Why would Brian May have gone viral this weekend in particular?
He's saved a badger.
Because it was...
What happened?
The anniversary of Freddie's passing. No.
No, it was a big musical event happened.
Yes, that's right. We Will Rock You. He went to see it.
Huge event.
Huge event.
You mentioned it already.
Have I mentioned it already?
Huge event.
Coachella.
Thank you.
Oh, yes, Coachella.
Damn it.
Coachella. It was Coachella. He went to Coachella.
Yeah.
He did a surprise thing on stage.
And who did he use instead of Freddie Mercury?
Adam
Will
Lambert.
Ferrell.
No.
Charlie XCX.
Mickey Rourke.
I'm going to hazard a guess that perhaps you don't know this one.
No.
No, but it was a singer.
It was Benson Boone.
Who?
Won't you, I need you right now.
I don't know who
hey.
I don't know who he is.
If Benson's ever ill, by the way, Pip, he needs to stand in for you.
You know Benson Boone?
Yeah, Benson Boone.
I think... Is he literally done one song?
One very well-known one.
This is good, though. Send shivers down
my spine. He rocks it.
No, thanks. There you go.
Then Brian May came out. He did his guitar solo.
So who was playing? Benson Boone was playing.
Yes. And then he brought out Brian.
Oh.
And Brian got like this, came out doing his guitar-y bit. Sure enough to hear that.
Oh, there he is.
He's on a high rise.
He's on a little lift.
What a weird point to bring him on. Oh, there you go. Did he just say, look, everyone.
Brian May, everyone.
I have to be honest, I think the Coachella crowd do need reminding.
I suppose it's young, isn't it?
Yeah.
Who's the old dude?
Yeah.
Who's the let himself go Father Christmas?
But
that's
nice
Brian May.
Way.
Who's Brian May?
A nice way, thank you.
He's on Bohemian Rhapsody.
Legend.
Who's Bohemian Rhapsody?
He's
Soggy's singing. Oh, right, okay.
He's a living legend, isn't he? He really is.
Should we go and get an Aperol Spritz?
Yeah.
Have an Aperol. I feel like the weekend. Right, have we got time for any more?
Yeah.
Should we do very one? Well.
Okay.
What number?
Number four, please.
Number four, please. Clue number four, please. Oh, yeah, Saturday Night Live.
Yeah.
It's finishing.
No, it's not. It's to do with who hosted this week.
Candid.
What's happening to Saturday Night Live?
They're moving it to Sundays.
They're making it to
Fridays. Mondays, Tuesday,
moving
Wednesday.
Moving to the UK.
Yeah.
Yes.
What?
Hosted by...
The what?
It's looking like there's going to be a British version of Saturday Night Live.
No, don't do it.
Didn't they try this about 25 years ago? They did something, didn't they, here? And it didn't quite work.
Well, we had Friday...
Friday Night Live.
Yeah, with the Ben Elton and all that. But that wasn't really SNL.
It's going to come live from London.
No, don't. It'll be awful.
Sky announced a star-studded UK spin-off fronted by British comedic talent.
What's the photo on the screen, James?
Just a photo of Saturday Night Live.
Who are those people? I don't recognise anybody in that photo.
That's part of the 50 celebrations.
But who are any of those people?
God knows.
Name one famous person in that.
Peter.
Peter who?
Where's Peter?
John.
Peter.
Out of everybody that ever hosted or took part in that show, you pick this picture full of nobodies.
Yeah.
So is there one name who's going to host, or is it just kind of...
They haven't said it yet, but it's going to launch next year.
Oh, it's not a one-off. It's a series.
Yeah.
No.
The show's original creator is going to oversee this as well.
Lorne Michaels.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, no.
Wow.
Oh, no.
And there's a bit of speculation about if we can do it as well as...
I'll tell you right now, we can't. You know why? Because they really can't either. Have you ever watched a full episode of SNL? It's very hit and miss. Captain?
I have. The sketches that you see that go mad
are the best.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
But then when you watch a whole episode, you go, oh, this doesn't join up.
What time are they thinking of putting on as well? Because over there, it's so late, isn't it?
Yeah.
Starts like 11:30 or something.
One in the morning, yeah. So no one sees it.
Yeah.
Someone has put, I would be surprised if the UK version is able to attract the same calibre of guests, because they do have huge guests on, right?
Yeah.
Do you know what? I would love it if it worked. I would quite happily eat my words, and I would be over the moon.
Mm.
And if they do launch it, I hope it's a massive hit.
Yes. Absolutely.
But I'm not... Do you know what, Pippa? You should buy some stocks and shares in it. It'd suit your portfolio.
Do you really mean that?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's kind. I'm going to do that right now, actually.
No, they're not going to do SNL in the UK.
Yeah.
So next year it is?
Yeah, next year.
Okay.
Mm.
I wonder who'll host it.
Well, there'll be guest hosts, I guess.
Comedic.
Do you think
talent.
They'll do that? Yeah.
Hello. I'll do the first one.
Yeah.
Lee Mack would be good, wouldn't he?
Lee Mack would be very good. Jimmy Carr would be very
good. Listen, we've got the name. We don't have these Tom Hankses and stuff, but if you think about, there's a lot of famous people in the UK who you'd watch doing a few sketches.
Definitely.
Mm.
You know?
Elton.
I mean, I don't want to be involved in the booking process.
Mm. Yeah.
Elton's not doing it.
Well, never say never.
Will the UK version be like the American one where nobody actually learns the lines, so they're always looking slightly off camera at people holding up idiot boards?
I hope so.
Yeah. All right,
that'll do.
Who won?
You did, Chris, just about. Sorry, darling.
The first weekend round-up quiz type thing on Radio X.
good game. Thank you very much, Pippa. Right, it's almost 9 o'clock. We'll take a break. We'll do the news with Dominic. And then, it's Monday, we'll get into our More Music Hour.
The Chris Miles Show.
Where we play more music. Than the previous hour.
The Chris Moyles Show.
With the new all-electric Škoda Enyaq. Less to think about with keyless entry.
Radio X.
When it comes to hot cross buns, Waitrose haven't just gone Eastery. We've gone extra Eastery. Like swapping out raisins for extra indulgent Belgian chocolate chunks, or making hot cross buns huge and Italian to create an apple and cinnamon hot cross bunnettone. Oh, is that for me? So go on, it's Easter. Make it good. Waitrose. Food to feel good about. Selected stores subject to availability. Prices may vary in Channel Islands, Little Waitrose and Partners and concessions.
This year, stay one step ahead of the energy price cap with E.ON Next. Our next pledge tariff guarantees to keep your energy prices below the cap. So if the cap goes up or down, you're still winning. Beat the price cap and save with E.ON Next. Switching is a breeze. Visit eonnext.com today. Next pledges a 12-month fixed term tariff, rates adjusted quarterly to stay below Ofgem's price cap. Your bill depends on usage. T's and C's apply.
Huh. Have you ever wondered what a sandwich sounds like? Not much to it, is there? Unless, of course, it's a Walker's sandwich. Mmm, that is good. Now that's what a sarnie should sound like. Go all crisp in with Walkers. Delicious.
Ultramatte paint is made by us, Dulux Trade.
And approved by professional painters like me and you.
Ultramatte is made for a dead flat, non-reflective finish.
So you get a ceiling that looks great, even in the harshest light.
And it's made to be anti-flashing too.
So my customers only ever see a nice even ceiling over their heads.
Dulux Trade Ultramatte. It's made by us.
And approved by you. And me.
Put it to the test. Try Dulux Trade Ultramatte today.
From the underworld of Guy Ritchie, Mobland.
Name's Conrad Harrigan, family man. And if you cross my family, well, you'd better pray.
The Paramount Plus original series.
We shake the right hands, break the wrong ones.
Right now, I am in first gear. Would you like to see me shift to six?
Starring Tom Hardy, Pierce Brosnan and Helen Mirren.
We've got everyone where we want them.
Mobland. Stream exclusively on Paramount Plus. T's and C's apply. Subscription required. 18 plus.
Get set for spring with great Easter deals on big brands at Screwfix. Like the DeWalt 18-volt XR brushless impact driver bear unit, now only $54.99. And the Titan 140 bar pressure washer was $99.99, now only $79.99. That's a saving of £20. Don't miss out. These Easter deals must end on the 21st of April. Shop the Screwfix app, online or in store. Subject to availability. See screwfix.com for full T's and C's.
Radio X. News update next.
If you want to take a different road, there's never been a better time. The Cupra approved used event is here. Experience an irresistible impulse and real peace of mind, along with £750 towards your deposit at 11.4% APR representative, but only until the 30th of April. Cupra approved. Search Cupra used cars. With Solutions Personal Contract Plan, vehicles up to 3 years old, excluding Bourne and Taviscan. Participating retailers only. Indemnities may be required. Terms apply. Say at finance.
On your radio, on Global Player, and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X News.
Just after 9 o'clock is Dominic Byrne.
From Global's newsroom, workers at British Steel are trying to save its plant in Scunthorpe. They're working with government officials on getting vital raw materials. The Treasury Minister, James Murray, has told Radio X, time is ticking.
If the blast furnaces stop, it's then much harder to get them going again. So that's why the urgency is there to keep them going, because that then gives us opportunities to set up the future of steelmaking in the UK.
In other news this morning, MPs say the way police responded to last summer's riots was entirely appropriate. The Home Affairs Committee review has found some forces weren't ready for the level of violence, though, that broke out. That was after the Southport stabbings. Police say a body has been found in the River Thames. It's still to be identified. The family of an 11-year-old girl who went missing after going in for a paddle last month have been told. And army planners are working with officials in Birmingham as the strike by bin workers continues. We're being told they're helping out with logistics as rubbish continues to pile up in the streets.
Sport.
An emotional Rory McIlroy made golfing history overnight at the Masters. He won a playoff against England's Justin Rose after both players had finished on 11 under at Augusta. That completes a career Grand Slam for the Northern Irishman. Having thrown away an opportunity to win the famous green jacket back in 2011, he says this was his greatest moment in golf.
It's a dream come true. I've dreamt about that moment for as long as I can remember.
A tearful Rory says he couldn't wait to head home to see his mum and dad, and judging by the reaction in County Down, he'll have a few people joining him.
Hard to put into words, to be honest with you. Absolutely fantastic.
Apart from feeling sick, and we are all immensely proud. Really can't believe it. He has put us through the ringer tonight. But what an outcome.
And Liverpool edged closer.
Not a word.
To the Premier League title thanks to a 2-1 victory.
Did you play that backwards?
Over West Ham. No, that's the lovely people at County Down there. Good morning to you. Spurs struggles continue. They lost 4-2 at Wolves. James does a very good Northern Irish impression, actually.
And the people of County Down are very excited.
He's on holiday this week.
Oh, is he? Just as well.
Northern Irish James?
Yeah.
Oh, Newcastle leads to a 4-1 win against Manchester United. That moves them up to fourth. Chelsea slipped out of the Champions League qualification places, though. They got a 2-2 draw against Ipswich. And two sides battling for a European place meet tonight when Bournemouth take on Fulham.
Ooh.
Weather.
With eBay. Find the right part at the right price to get your vehicle MOT ready.
Quite a bit of sunshine around today, particularly in the southeast. A bit of heavy rain possible later, though, for northern and western parts of the UK. Yeah. Temperatures up to 16 degrees.
Yeah,
from Global's
right.
Newsroom for Radio X, I'm Dominic Byrne.
Thanks, Dominic Byrne.
This is Radio X.
From Global.
The Chris Miles Show.
God damn it, I was just about to do a big link about something and I've totally forgotten.
Oh.
Because I'm juggling thoughts.
Oh.
What did you just say?
We were talking about the weather. We then talked about Northern Ireland and unfortunately Northern Irish James is on holiday, so we can't do that. Rory McIlroy winning.
Yeah.
The bins in Birmingham.
What about them?
Well, they're still on strike, the bin workers in Birmingham, so all the bins are piling up.
Are they not picking up rubbish at all? Or like
bin workers aren't. So the army's coming in now to sort out logistics to help them clear it out.
So now's a good time to get us. Now's a good time. We could attack Birmingham.
Because
the army are too busy. The army are too busy. So this is our opportunity to take Birmingham.
Yeah. I mean, you want to invade Birmingham.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I want to be king of Birmingham.
Do you?
Yeah.
King of Birmingham.
That's right.
Oh. Did you have a heavy weekend?
I did drink a bit, yes.
Yeah.
It's lots of entertaining, wasn't it, this weekend?
Yeah.
I tell you what I did do over the weekend. Don't ask me why.
Mm.
I was reading up about HS2.
Right.
Right? Because I think like a lot of people, unless you've got an interest in it, I think most people think like me, which is, I don't really know what HS2 is. I think it's a fast train to Birmingham.
Yes.
Yeah.
About that, I've kind of lost interest in it a little bit. So I was doing a bit of research about it. Because I know some of it is still going, but some of it isn't.
Yeah.
Now, I have questions. I don't know if any of you know the answers.
Okay.
HS2 stands for High Speed 2.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Have I missed High Speed 1?
Well, we've got High Speed 1
already.
Is that
what we've got?
Yeah.
So what we have now with our trains is what they're deeming as high speed.
Yes.
Dom drives them because most of the time his train's not even there.
No, you can't guarantee the train, unfortunately. That's the only reason I don't get a train.
It's the Channel Tunnel link. It's very fast down to there.
Which is your domain, James.
So yeah. So High Speed 1 is what?
The link out from St Pancras or that way down into Essex.
Right, okay.
That is a very fast train.
Essex or Kent?
Kent.
Right.
Down that way.
Yeah.
Okay.
Southeast.
Folkestone way.
And then High Speed 2 is going to be
out to Euston.
Yeah.
Up to Birmingham.
Yeah.
It was up to Manchester.
But it's not now anymore, right? Am I right in saying that?
I think so.
Okay. So, I was Googling when will it be ready? Okay. And it's interesting, Dom.
Hmm.
The majority of the project is planned to be completed by when?
It's a way off still, isn't it?
So it's 2025 now, obviously.
Is it 2030-something?
2033.
2033,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And I started in 2018.
Now, if they don't sort the bins out...
Yeah.
You're not going to want to go to Birmingham.
No, they need to sort the bins.
There's going to be bins everywhere.
Yeah.
It's going to be smelly.
Yeah.
You don't want to get there quickly. You want to take your time.
Is there a really big need to get from London to Birmingham super quick? Is that the... Is there a big need for it?
Well, business would argue yes.
Yeah.
That was, yeah.
I'm going to say yes then.
Well, this is what I was looking at. It will make it faster to get to Birmingham.
Mm.
Okay?
Better trains. Mm.
Half the journey times between Birmingham and London will be 49 minutes.
That is speedy.
That is speedy, actually, isn't it?
Mm. Yeah. So there you go. I was also looking at how long it will take to go to Leeds. And they're like, well, they're probably not going to do Leeds now. They're probably going to scrap that time. But they might still improve the time. So it could get it down to 1 hour, 51 minutes.
Right. Wow. But isn't it about 2 hours at the moment?
It's 2 hours 10.
Right. Okay.
So you're saving yourself 19 minutes.
Right.
Oh, hello.
Yeah, that's good.
Let's all move our offices there.
What will you do with those 19 minutes?
I don't know. I really don't know.
Oh, the opportunity's endless. Really,
oh, it really is.
So, London to Birmingham.
Hmm.
It's expected this journey will take 52 minutes instead of 81 minutes.
Okay. That's a half hour.
This is an old article that I found. And then... You were saying, why would you want to go to Birmingham fast? And then he said, well, it's a business thing. It's a business thing. Yeah. London to Wigan.
Yeah.
You know.
To Wigan.
Currently takes 115 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
It could take 91 minutes.
Right.
Nearly up now, isn't it?
Now.
Yeah, no, it's quicker.
So, yeah, there you are. Mm. 91, 101, 111.
Well, nice new train.
23 minutes. London to Manchester.
Mm. Here we go.
Right now it takes 2 hours 24 minutes.
Can be a bit faster, yeah.
It'll take just over an hour.
Oh, now that's a big one. Wow.
But they're not doing that one, are they?
No.
No.
Oh, yeah, they're not doing Manchester anymore.
No.
London to Leeds.
That's a big difference.
I like a good train ride.
I'd like a train ride.
If you've got a seat.
Yeah.
I quite like it.
Yeah, you need a seat.
Yeah, you do need a seat.
You need
makes the journey better.
Mm. So Jim's been on.
Yeah.
He said the idea behind HS2 isn't just to get between London and Birmingham quicker. It frees up capacity on the existing rails so there can be more services.
Oh, shut up.
Oh, like...
Thank you, Jim.
Thanks, Jim.
I want to hang out with Jim.
Yeah. It's called High Speed 2.
Mm.
Now, it's not about the speed. Well, why have they called it that then? Well, it's more about capacity on other trains. They've called it High Speed 2. Surely it's about the high speed. No.
Hmm.
No, it's not. No.
Where's Jim from Birmingham?
Somebody says, Chris, I think you're looking at HS2 all wrong. It's not how quick you can get to Birmingham, it's more how quickly you can get out of Birmingham.
Oh, no, that's not fair.
Chris Miles
Show. That's not fair. Oh dear. Right, let's start our More Music Hour. We're going to play more music in this hour than we played in the last hour. You're welcome, fact. And we'll start with Wheatus at Radio X.
Her name is Noelle. I have a dream about her. She rings my bell. I got gym class in half an hour. Oh, how she rocks in kids and tube socks. But she damn about me. Cause I'm just a teenage dirtbag, baby. Yeah, I'm just a teenage dirtbag, baby. Listen to Iron Maiden, baby, will you be?
mind. He knew the truth, he lives on my block, and he drives an IROC. But he doesn't know who I am, and he doesn't give a damn about me. Cause I'm just a teenage dirtbag, baby. And I'm just a teenage dirtbag, baby. Listen to Iron Maiden, maybe with me. Ooh. I am dirtbag. No, she doesn't know what she's missing. I am dirtbag. No, she doesn't know what she's missing. Man, I feel like mold. It's prom night and I am lonely, lo and behold. She's walking over to me, this must be fake. My lip starts to shake. How does she know who I am? And why does she give a damn about?
I've got two tickets to Iron Maiden.
Chosen by Dominic. Teenage Dirtbag. Later on, before we finish this hour, I've got something mega to show you all.
Oh, have you?
Mega.
Mega?
It is something that you will want to buy that you never, ever thought you'd ever need to buy.
Oh, intriguing.
And I'm telling you, you're all going to want to know what it is. It's a tease, like they do on proper radio. Anyway, I'll tell you more on that in the meantime. Electric Six.
Fire in the disco. Fire in the Taco Bell. Fire in the disco. Fire in the gates of hell. Does anyone know where we keep lighting fires? It's my desire.
It's my desire.
It's my desire. Wanna know how we keep starting fires?
It's my desire.
It's my desire.
It's my desire.
Danger, danger. High voltage. When we touch, when we kiss.
Danger, danger. High voltage. When we cut, when we kiss, when we touch.
Danger, danger. High voltage. When we touch. Danger, danger. High voltage. When we touch, when we kiss, when we touch, when we kiss.
very, very careful. There is voltage here. It's not low voltage, it's high voltage. So I'm saying danger, high voltage from Electric Six. Before that, Wheatus, Teenage Dirtbag. Wow, all the songs so far. We played two. And we'll play number three when we come right back.
The Chris Moyles Show. Radio X.
The Chris Moyles Show.
With Škoda. Do it all with the new all-electric Enyaq.
Radio X.
On average, Rift get their customers $3,000 back.
I'm like a rubber ball, like a mountain.
Let's get the ball rolling. Search Rift Tax Refunds.
For simple, fuss-free pet insurance policies for cats and dogs, visit petsinapickle.co.uk. For actual pickles, try the supermarket.
This year, stay one step ahead of the energy price cap with E.ON Next. Our next pledge tariff guarantees to keep your energy prices below the cap. So if the cap goes up or down, you're still winning. Beat the price cap and save with E.ON Next. Switching is a breeze. Visit eonnext.com today. Next pledge is a 12-month fixed-term tariff, rates adjusted quarterly to stay below Ofgem's price cap. Your bill depends on usage. T's and C's apply.
Crazy reductions on all electricals. When it's gone, it's gone.
Massive price cuts on high street fashion labels. One day only.
Sale bargains on beauty products. Tablets, phones, laptops, TVs, everything must go!
Let Simba mattresses relieve the pressure. Our aerocoil springs are designed to give the most comfortable night's sleep. Take the pressure off your wallet too, with up to 20% off selected hybrid mattresses. Simba, engineered for sleep. For terms and conditions, see simbasleep.com.
From the underworld of Guy Ritchie, Mobland.
Name's Conrad Harrigan, family man. And if you cross my family, well, you'd better pray.
The Paramount Plus original series.
We shake the right hands, break the wrong ones.
Right now, I am in first gear. Would you like to see me shift to six?
Starring Tom Hardy, Pierce Brosnan and Helen Mirren.
We've got everyone where we want them.
Mobland. Stream exclusively on Paramount Plus. T's and C's apply. Subscription required. 18 plus.
Easter's on its way, so make your way to Aldi, where you'll find everything on your shopping list, including a delicious and tender whole leg of lamb on sale now. Our exquisite, specially selected hot cross buns, hand-finished, packed with dried fruit and Good Housekeeping Institute taste-approved 2025, no less. So you'll be hot and cross if you miss them. And milk chocolate bunnies. Ah, yes. Bet you're all ears now. Aldi, which cheapest supermarket 2024?
Whoa there. Victoria's had a Friday night to remember. But now she's outside in the pouring rain and...
You are joking. Got no data. How are we going to get home?
But then she remembers she's with EE.
Yes, Uber still works.
So then she...
Uber's on me, guys. Should we get a kebab?
Use essential apps like Uber and WhatsApp even when you run out of data. Search EE Mobile.
Stay connected at 0.5 megabits per second. Terms apply.
Check the latest travel info
at radiox.co.uk.
With so many cars on offer in the Volkswagen Approved Used Sale, we don't have time to name them all. But we brought in Speed Talker Lightning Steve to try.
Offers now on the Golf, Tiguan, T-Roc, Tiger, Passat, Polo, T-Cross, ID4, T-Cross.
Get £750 towards your finance deposit on over 13,000 approved use Volkswagens. With 13.4% APR representative on Solutions PCP and a free service plan. Our huge sale must end on Wednesday the 30th of April at participating retailers. Faster, Steve.
Cabriolet Charan. ID3 to run.
Search Volkswagen approved used. Indemnities may be required. Free service plan valid for cars up to 8 years old. Excludes Touareg. Volkswagen Finance.
Radio X.
The Chris Moyles Show.
This is the More Music Hour on The Chris Moyles Show.
Radio X.
It's the More Music Hour on The Chris Moyles Show. Paul just said that. Right, Pippa, give us a song, please.
Metallica, Enter Sandman.
Oh. Is this on your running playlist?
Yeah. Yes, it is.
Oh, she's doing it again. She's doing heavy music. Shh, we're talking over the intro. Ladies and gentlemen, Metallica.
Metallica.
Probably know that already. Don't forget the Request Hour with Toby Tarrant is coming up at 10 o'clock this morning. He might play you your favourite song after 10.